This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans, and welcome to this Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals baseball fan podcast. Coming to you from the patio studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. Pre-game or post-game, patios has got you covered. One of the best places in St. Louis to enjoy that experience. And we know a lot of you guys were there over this last week and enjoyed the festivities. I'm not quite sure how much we enjoyed the festivities down at the park, but if you need... If you need some help getting through it, I would just add this to the resume of our friend Randy Green at InnovativeCompanies.com. He takes care of anything you need done, whether it's residential, commercial, or industrial. Maybe he can add psychiatrist duty to his repertoire, because I think we got a lot of people ready to jump off the boat here. But I know what he can do. If you need construction, heating and cooling, or electric, Randy Green is your man. Great guy, loves to still believe in the old handshake and tell somebody you're going to do something and then follow through and do it. That's our man, Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. Second generation craftsman, folks, means a lot to him when his name's on something. That's InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, rough weekend. I was excited yesterday when my good friend Benji Molina, who I'll bring in now on the m4byyachty.com hot chair, let's call it that since he's in studio, when he told me he was going to be in studio today before he heads back home. I was hoping, you know, that we love to do these episodes when we can be in studio together, but man, just seems like it wasn't that long ago we were all excited sitting in first place, and now we sit in fourth place. Now it's early. I don't know. I'm struggling with this whole thing, and not a good week. I mean, not a good week. Benji, your thoughts?
I don't think it was. I think they know that. I think they noticed that the whole mood in the clubhouse was not good. But usually, Jimbo, early on in the season, you get the streaky ones. You get like four games in a row where you play great, and then you get three or four that you don't know what you're doing out there. You know, like, it's really, really rough. So it happens, you know. It's not only the Cardinals. It happened to everybody. So let's hope that they can put this back, series all gone, and they can put it back and keep going, because they're going to face a really talented Atlanta Braves team. But we shouldn't say that anymore, because the Cardinals have been facing really good teams lately, and they've been doing good. Well, not lately, but before this little stretch they have. So I don't worry about it. I'm not really worried about that. I'm worried about a couple of things, but I'm not really worried about the winnings and losses right now in this moment.
Right.
Of course, well, you want them, right?
Sure.
Well, I want the wins, but I don't worry so much.
Listen, there's plenty of people out there ready to jump up and defend the Cardinals, which is great. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're going to try to be realistic about the whole thing. That being said, the one tweeter, I'll call him a tweeter, had said, hey, look, let's not freak out. What we do know is that this team is capable of winning 9 out of 10, which I would agree with, but they're also capable of going 2-8, which they just did. Mm-hmm. Now, going 2-8 when four of the games are against the Pirates, and I mean this because I think sometimes you got to be real, right? Going 2-8 at home, basically, okay, when you play the Pirates, four games is unacceptable. Sorry. It just is. That's how I look at it now.
But the only thing I got to say,
yep,
the starting rotation for the Pirates are third in the whole world.
Yeah.
Third. That tells you something. And then we score 17 in the first day, and then they hold us out for one and then one with two good pitching performance or bad hitting performance, either way you want to see it. And then they took this one to us from the bullpen. So I you got to tip your hat. I mean, the Reds are the same way. The Reds are playing bad. They're last or whatever they are, but they can pitch. They're really on the top of the list, probably on pitching, because everybody has the good ERAs. Everybody has the good years going. Any given day, man, they're going to shut you down, and they did that twice.
Well, like I said, I get you, and I'm feeling you. I guess my thing on it is, I understand that. I'm not quite sure you can sustain something like this, the roller coaster, if you want to win the division. That's kind of where I'm going with it. Yeah. Well, listen, are they going to win? I'm not one of these. I don't think they're going to win every game, but I have a hard time going 2-8 basically at home.
But you saw Milwaukee went through a horrible stretch.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, and they're back at it again. The Cubs obviously started bad, but they're back on it. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
Hate like to see them team, sitting in first place. Oh, I know,
me too. But also, everybody goes through those bad stretches. I mean, it's not like only us. Look at the Pirates. The Pirates were horrible and like, what, 2 weeks ago? I mean, they couldn't win a game. They lost 9 in a row, the Pirates. And all of a sudden, here they are, taking 3 out of 4 on St. Louis. So, you know. I mean, I know it's early. Everybody, you know, you have your own, thought. If you want to be worried, that's fine. I'm not. I know these guys are going to bounce back.
Well,
there's a couple things I'm worried, but it's not the whole game. You know, like it's not the whole Cardinal thing.
Well, I can give you two things I'm worried about. I got two. Nah, I might have more than that. I'm just talking about in the lineup, and you know, we can talk about them. Let's talk about what we're worried about because, you know, I don't think I think we'd be doing the whole thing a disservice. I mean, listen, we praise them, right? And we talk and we don't badmouth anybody. Let's be frank. We're not here to unload on guys. It's, you know, we still got a long season to go. These guys are pros, but you know, I had kind of said a couple weeks that, you know, some, you know, it's a game of longevity. It's a marathon, not a sprint. What goes up must come down. A lot of times you hope what's down will come up. And there's just a few of those things that have played out. And, you know, there's a few things that have naturally happened that you would expect. And then there's something that's becoming all too familiar for me, which has got me in a, it got me a little bit like I'm kind of stale with it. So we'll talk about it here in a second. Before we do though, we want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Take that opportunity when you get there to subscribe to the show, which is free. And check out our Two Birds bloggers. You just click on that banner, and you can enjoy some of the numerous articles written in there by some tremendous people that have decided to become a part of what we do and write about the Cardinals, write about the show, write about anything that they find interesting when it comes to the Cardinals. We're happy to have those people involved. So please check them out. I know that you'll enjoy it. Social media. Love it. Love to communicate with people. Love to hear what's on their mind, especially – you know, you got to take the good with the bad, right? Check us out on Twitter. We are at Birds on a Bat Show. If you are a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Find us on Facebook. We're always pushing Facebook. Like our page. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Like the page. Find the little area where you can invite your friends. Please do that as well. You'll see our pinned post, which is typically the latest edition of Two Birds on a Bat. If you would like that post, throw a quick comment on it, and most importantly, share it. We would appreciate it. That's another way for us to reach a much larger community. Find us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show, and you can also find us at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of many podcasts, tremendous podcasts done by awesome people trying to spread content into some of those niche areas where people find different shows interesting. And, of course, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform that everybody will certainly get a kick out of. It's free. You can download it on your mobile device. Do so today and be part of the Yo Radio the Yo Radio countdown to some of the great things that they've got going on. Happy to be partnered up with so many great people. Don't forget our friends at Adam Smokehouse, located on Watson Road. Open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Box lunch orders, they do that for you, but they also do catering. They do deliver to some zip codes. Tremendous barbecue. Want to thank them last week. I think you guys saw that we were there. They always take good care of us, and all the customers in there just rave about the place. Anybody we've sent there always says, man, you're right, it was unbelievable barbecue. And for us folks, it's the best barbecue in St. Louis. I know everybody, you know, likes other places. If you haven't tried Adam Smokehouse, that's what we're going to encourage you to do. Get over there and give it an opportunity. We know that you'll love it. St. Louis, here's your cue. To our friends at Gators Baseball Academy, make sure you check out GatorsBaseballAcademy.com to learn more about their four-pillar system. Trust me, folks, we've gotten to know them. They care just as much about the kid and who they become off the field as they do on the field. And that means a lot to us if we're gonna partner, so to speak, with a youth organization that takes baseball serious and wants to use it for the life lessons as well as what you gain on the field when it comes to the game of baseball. Look for some cool things coming out there, hopefully with Molina Baseball School. We're excited about that, and stay tuned for that if you want to know more about it. Like I said, follow us on our social media pages. Make sure you check out GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. We'll be announcing a couple of camps with our friend Benji Molina. We're excited about it, and we know that the kids will have a great time out there. So look for those dates to be coming soon. We'll be doing one on both sides of the river to accommodate all of our friends that listen to the show and have kids that play this wonderful game. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Can't thank my friend Dr. Kristen Jacobs enough for coming on and informing us that May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. We want you guys to check out her Ooh La La Anti-Aging and Spa and Wellness Center. Folks, drkristenjacobs.com, you can learn more about it, but really appreciate her coming on and reminding us. If you're heading to the ballpark, if you're just going outside for a little while, like I said on the show, I don't think about sunscreen unless I'm going to the beach or I'm going to the pool. Folks, we got to think about it. When you go down to the park and you sit outside in the sun all day, you know, you get home and what do? Oh my God, I got sunburn. I forgot. You know, I didn't think about it. That's the problem. We don't think about it, and sometimes it's too late. We don't want to do that. So I appreciate her coming on. She's there to help you when it comes to that and numerous other things. If you want to feel better about yourself, if you want to do some things that can really just enhance your own being and the way you feel, check her out. I think you guys will enjoy it. That's drkristenjacobs.com from the wonderful Ooh La La Spa, Anti-Aging and Wellness Spa.
Cancer is real, man.
Cancer
is real.
Not good.
Jamie and her mom and her sister are going through a really rough time right now.
Yeah.
They have skin cancer and they're dealing with it.
Right.
You know, they're trying to get it all solved.
Right.
And I hope they do.
Right.
But it's real, man.
Oh, it's real. And it's, you know, I was so glad when, I met her through a friend. And originally, the whole thing started with the whole Cubs cards thing. I think, you know, I remember you listening. She, you know, her husband is not from here. He's from up north. So he's a Cubs fan. She's a Cardinals fan. And then they have two kids, and the one son is with the dad, and the other son's with the dad. So they have a lot of fun with this. So I thought it would be fun to have her on just to talk about it because it was Cubs weekend. And then I found out what she did through these friends. And, you know, she was giving me a little crap and about not wearing sunscreen. And so I said, and she started telling me that. I said, you know what, why don't you just come on the show and let's do this. So she was kind enough to do it and has been promoting our show. So we just want to show her some love and promote what she does as well. So, again, just a tremendous lady. That cares. So you guys make sure you check her out. I've heard nothing but amazing things from people about her and what she does. So to all you people out there that are wondering about that too, don't wait, don't mess around with that. Go get it. Just go get it looked at. You know what I mean? They'll let you know.
It's real, man.
Well, what is real too are some of the things that are going on with our lineup have me a little concerned. Okay, number one, some of the same old stuff that's got me a little concerned. I'm a little concerned with Matt Carpenter, and I'm a little concerned with Colton Wong again. So I want everybody to think about it. If Colton Wong's hitting 240 right now, how's he been for the last basically month then? Because we know he started off hitting about 400.
He's not doing very good. Lately, he's getting his hits, obviously, he's Major League Baseball player, he's gonna get his hits, but overall, you know, he's not swinging the bat very well, or he's swinging the bat how we are accustomed to, like 240, 250, and we thought he gave us a little
Like maybe he turned the corner in his approach a little bit. Like,
yeah. That's what we thought, right? Yeah. I mean, after he started the way he did, we were like, okay, he found it.
Right.
So now this is going to be like this. And then he went back to what he's going to sit at. And we don't hope that.
Right.
I mean, we hope he goes back to the hot again.
And this isn't a Colton Wong jump on session. No. I'm just like,
he's playing great defense.
Yeah, listen, yeah, of course. You get that from him, and I liked it. It just, for me, what I saw was it seemed like a player that had made some changes in his approach. And this is, you know, some people will be like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, listen, it is part of the game, whether you want to believe it or not.
And it is true.
Yeah, so I thought maybe he had turned that corner, and I thought that would lead to the more consistency. Yeah,
that's what we were thinking, because he showed us a little bit of a, wow, you know, this is what we need right here in second base. And then plus his defense, you know what I mean? So everybody's like, wow, if we can get this complete player, it'll be awesome. But then he slowed down a little or a lot. But,
we still got a long way to go.
I thought that's what we were going to get. We wanted to get more from him because we saw it. We saw what he could do. And we're like, gosh, man, just stay there, you know, just find it again and just go crazy again with your defense and your base stealing abilities and stuff like that. I mean, come on. It can go wrong with that. So, but then he's back and down, and then Carp, it's just, I don't know what to say about
it. Well, that's where I was going. So you went there already. See, the Colton Wong thing, let's try to remember. At least he bats in the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah.
So listen,
these walks.
That's right. If you get the defense out of him, that's fine. I, like I said, this isn't a pile on Colton Wong thing. I was excited for Colton Wong. Like, I was excited for the possibilities, because my hope has always been is that someday he would make this change and it be consistent. Because, boy, wouldn't you love to have that guy at the top of the lineup versus the bottom of the lineup? But this is why, unfortunately, I think he's always going to be a bottom of the lineup guy. So, you know what? You got to have guys that bat in the bottom of the lineup. And if it's a guy that's going to play defense like him, that can get some walks, maybe steal you a couple bases, I can live with it. No problem. My bigger problem, you just went to it. I'm going to have people tell me, oh, well, Matt Carpenter was an MVP candidate for a while. And I'm okay.
When?
The last year for 3 months, whatever. My point is this.
MVP candidate?
Yeah.
Well, for three, I don't know.
Well, here's my point, though. When you're leading off, okay, there's a reason why three guys bat in the top three. And that is because if three guys are going to get one extra at bat in a game, those are the guys that you want to have it. Okay. And quite frankly, his at bats are awful. Forget the average, forget the OBP. Well, they're a direct result of the fact that if we're going to talk about approach, I have no idea what he's doing. I really don't.
Plus, let's mention this out there. Let's throw this out there for all the critics out there. A leadoff guy that hits in front of Goldsmith, hits in front of Ozuna or Cafe, DeJong, and Yadi, which they're clutch, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gets on base, and that's it. That's it. The other day, he gets thrown out at third base because he didn't get it. Even Eduardo Perez from ESPN, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even him broke it down. And I'm looking at my family at home. I've been saying this for so long, and finally somebody said it on TV. You know, whenever he didn't even take a shuffle at first base, and he got thrown out at third on a key situation. And you're like, that extra step, a step that you can take shuffle, which everybody does. Everybody does.
Yep.
And he does, I mean, he sees pitches. I give it to him. What does that do? It helps the hitters behind him, maybe. He gets on base. Fine.
That's not as much as he used to.
Well, not as much, but that's what their argument will be.
Well, like, they don't have one right now because his OBP is not good either.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So you get on base. What else do you do? After you get on base, you're not a threat to steal. You're not a threat to go first or third. You're not even a threat to go when the ball blocks, you know, when the guy blocks the ball. You're not even a threat to go advance another base. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And then all of a sudden, everybody that we see and comes with the leadoff guy, everybody puts pressure on the defense when they get on. Everybody, look around. Who's leading off for here? Who's leading off for this guy? Look, and you'll see that if he gets to first, it's pressure on the defense, and it's pressure on the catcher. It's pressure on the pitcher. I got to go quicker because this guy's going to steal my bag, or this guy's going
to
go
first score. To third. Yeah,
I mean, it's pressure.
Tag on the fly.
But
yeah.
For us, when he gets on base, they even do shift when him on base because he ain't going to go nowhere. Or things like that. You know, that's sure. What we're... That, and this is not, like I say, oh, I said it all the time. This is not dogging just him because, you know, it's just...
Yeah, plenty of guys. Happening. Yeah, there's a couple guys happening. Got real weak on us this week. And, yeah. You know.
But it's not anything. I talk to Carp and I talk to him and most of the times I'm giving him advice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. About hitting or I'm giving him advice about what they're doing to him and... I mean, obviously he uses it or he doesn't, but it's not about that. It's what the team is looking. I wonder right now at this minute, what the organization is looking from up top.
I don't know.
Like right now, when they look down and they saw how he struggled at the beginning, they knew how he struggled in the last year because that was a struggle. He did his numbers in a short period of time. And then he struggled most of the year. So what are they thinking on top? You know, like on the top level, watching the game down. What are they thinking when they see this?
Well, and to be quite frank, the guy you brought here to lead off, to make a change a few years ago, that's been a rocky road. Let's be honest. Like, listen, I'm not absolving Dexter Fowler.
He had a
Fowler.
Good year kind of in the first year.
Yeah, and then it was – but here's the thing. If you're going to play – and as surprising as this is to people, Dexter Fowler's been great. So while he's great, why wouldn't you go ahead and change something? I don't understand.
Well, like, because they just give him an extension. You know
well,
how bad.
Well,
you know how bad the organization would look if they sit down. Like, think about it, Jimbo. How bad the organization look when they sit down Fowler?
Right.
They don't want that. They don't like that. So if I give you the money. I'm sorry, buddy. You're going to play.
Okay, well, then that begs this question. Who's running this show then? Because, you know, I say this all the time. I say it not because I agreed with him, but when the old manager was here, he got railroaded for that. I just keep running him out there, batting first. And, you know, you like the move yesterday and the bullpen thing. I mean, that was a... Now I say what he's supposed to do. You know, you're up three. You bring in your left-hander. Do you expect him to walk the damn lefty and then hit a batter? No, you don't.
Then you bring your best guy, but you already put him in a hole.
Yeah.
And this is his third game in a row, which people don't even think about. They all think robots.
They thought about it when the other guy was here managing. They haven't thought about it this year because I haven't heard one person say John Gant's been overused. I haven't heard one person say any of this stuff now.
But the only thing I want people to remember, it's pitching the third day. If pitching the second day in a row is hard, pitching the third day, it's super hard. Super hard. But when the situation comes and you ask me, hey, Benji, are you ready to pitch? I don't care how many days I have off or how many days I have in a row. I'm going to say yes. And I'm sure they ask Gann and they ask, Brevia, hey, man, are you ready for today? Yeah, let's go. They're not going to say no. They end up suffering, but they're not going to say no. What you brought, it was a very good point for people over there criticizing and stuff. When you bring a reliever, you don't expect a walk. You don't expect a hit by pitch. You expect that guy to do his job because he was about to face Polanco, who was base ruled in the series, and then they were just... Bell, who's another base rule in our series against us.
Yeah.
So you're expecting them to get those guys out. Now, if they don't do it, don't blame the coach. You don't know the situation, what it is inside, like we just mentioned. You know Miller's not going to pitch. You know Hicks might not even close that game. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So you have that guy. Now, why you have that guy there is another question.
All right.
Now, that's another subject, you know?
Sure. Well, I mean, and to be quite honest with you, and see, here's my issue. It isn't even that. I once again, though, there's things going on with the roster that have me wondering, what are we doing? You've got, I'm going to be honest with you here. You got a couple of guys on this roster that don't belong. Tyler Webb doesn't belong here. Luke Gregerson doesn't belong here. And you can sit here and tell me, well, they're just guys that, no, that's the problem. Everybody says, well, you got to have a couple of guys like that. No, you don't.
No,
why,
you don't.
Why wouldn't you have a couple more guys that can really pitch in the bullpen?
Which everybody does, by the way.
Which can, that way, when your other guys are a little tired and you're bringing in guys, they can actually pitch.
Yes. You bring the nasty ones, too. I mean, everybody does, Jimbo. Whenever you see that guy from Lithuania, whatever it is, they came in, he got rocked. But he throws 100 and he gets good pitches. He was a starter. I mean, he's not just a cookie. I mean, when we face the Reds, go look at the Reds bullpen. Two games and they have nobody that, you know, like this, you know? Everybody could pitch. Everybody. Why not have the whole team, the whole bullpen fix up to pitch like that? They have the guys. Just go bring them up. Just get them, you know? If you have some guys that are not capable of doing the job, we cannot afford to lose games. If we can go 162-0, we have to go 162. I mean, I'm talking about the pressure of winning the division.
Well, you certainly shouldn't lose a game that you're up 6-3 on in the seventh inning. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it haven't happened a lot.
So I know, but
I gave him the pass.
Sure.
How's that?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I understand.
I gave him the pass because it haven't happened, thankfully, this year. It haven't happened a lot.
Right, that's true. I guess where I'm going is it's hard to lose when you're up 6-3 in the seventh when you're in the middle of when you're 2-7. You really need, because seriously, there's a big difference between 2-8, 3-7 over your last 10.
Well,
I mean, it's a game.
You feel it more. You know?
Sure.
Of course you're going to feel it more. I get it. You know, I did.
That's really where I was going with that.
Yeah, but it's only one game. We have to go back into the other games, you know, into like the 2-1 games. How many guys we left on base in that game? I mean, it was amazing. Everybody was on third. Everybody was in here. Two times we had the men on third, nobody out. And we couldn't score. And then the next day we had the same thing. And you know what I mean? So, I mean, all that plays into what we're going through. But I'm with you. We have a really, really good, a really, really bad problem with Matt Carpenter. We knew what we were going to get with Martinez in right field, which we all saw what happened yesterday, but he can get you runs hitting. So you got to play him. I'm okay with that. That's not a big deal because he hits. But the other guy, you have to make a decision, Jimbo. You have Jerko there waiting on the steps, man. You have Munoz, who's exciting to watch. And he gets on base. He hits. What are we doing? The guy's struggling. You're not cutting his legs. You're not saying you're done for the year, Carp. No, guess what, buddy? Come here. Sit down by me. Because you're not doing the job right now. So let other people pick you up. And then let's get you slowly or something like that, right? Get him out of that lineup. Put him out somewhere else. Do something with him because he doesn't look good, right? So that's what needs to happen, I think. I don't think I know Chills and I know the coaching staff are saying this is our guy. This is our guy, and he's going to come out of it today. And today is the day that he comes out of it. And then tomorrow is going to be great. And then he goes 0-4 or whatever. And then the next day is going to be the day that Carpenter comes out. And then the next day is going to be the day that's how they're going.
Right.
No, man, you see that? You have Munoz hitting the ball well. You have Jerko. Every time Jerko comes in, hits the ball good. You know, he's always bouncing around and he plays a good third. Why not switching that guy with them? That's what all I'm asking.
And we're just saying to give him a break. I mean,
saying sit him down for the whole year.
Yeah, and I'm not even saying I'm all excited about, is this going to be a yearly thing where Carp needs a week off? Right? Remember, he did that, was it last year, right? Didn't he sit down for a week and then, or was it the year before? I don't know. I can't even remember now. But I guess my point is, listen, this isn't a bitch session today. This is a reality session today. And the reality of it is, and you can't get away from this, we're now a quarter of the way through the season, and we're a fourth place team.
Yep.
Not acceptable.
No, sorry. I think we're going to be better. I think they need to do something with Dakota Hudson, which he's yep. been pitching okay. I'm not dogging him. Okay.
But you might have better options sitting down at AAA.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they need to make a decision on him.
And he could probably help you in the bullpen. You could lose a guy out of that bullpen that shouldn't be there. You could move Hudson there, and you could bring up probably Austin Gomber, be my guess.
Whoever.
And try it.
Whoever try that it. Is going to, you know, okay, if even Hudson's going to do you this, well, let's try somebody, maybe some, you know what I mean? Like you said, just try it and see what happened. You know, I like Hudson. I know Yadi likes Hudson. He, you know, he just needs more repetition, like everybody, every kid. But he's not doing it, and we need guys that do it. We need guys that go deep in the game. We need guys that do it, man. When the guys were going 6 or 7, we had a good stretch. But when the guys are going 4, 5, we were struggling a little. So, I mean, there's a few questions out there. I think the Carpenter one is the biggest one. I think the question on Hudson is becoming a little bit bigger.
And this isn't Dakota Hudson's fault. We're not saying that. We're just saying that you're 25% of the way into the season. It's time to start looking at if you were doing really well, we would say, well, this is why we're doing really well, right? I mean, great for Dexter Fowler, great for Jose Martinez, you know, great to see the production out of Marcelo Zuna, and boy, Paul Goldschmidt's been a nice addition. That's what we'd be doing. But guess what? We're 25% of the way into the season, and we're a fourth place team.
But let me tell you this, Jimbo. We're you know, like you said, a fourth place team, and we're playing. No, we're not playing great. We're playing bad.
But we've shown we can play great.
Yeah,
I will say that.
But this is a stretch.
Sure,
we're not a fourth place team. But let me see this. We are tied with the Pittsburgh Pirates. We got 2 more wins, 2 more losses.
Right.
That's third place. Right. Okay, fourth place, third place, whatever you want to call it, but we have 2 more wins. And then the Milwaukee Brewers is only a game and a half out of us. So if we get a 7-3
sure
time, because it could happen, 7-3 over the 10 days, so we might be in second, first place.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how easy. Now, if you're talking about Miami, 14 out.
It's over.
You know what I'm saying? That's different. But 3 games out, I don't really worry right now, because any series could be the different. We can win this series in Atlanta, then we can win the series next, and then we can win the series, and before you know it, we're back in the hunt. We're back fighting with these guys. So I don't really worry. What worries me is it's what's happening in the team. I mean, what are they thinking? What steps? And Jimbo, we're fighting against those teams on the top. I keep saying it for a couple of years now. We have to win, not because of Cardinal Nation. It's because we're fighting against those 2 top teams, and now 3, and maybe 4, because Cincinnati is not a cookie either. So, I mean, that's what I mean when I we cannot afford to lose 1 game.
Well, I will say this, to your point.
And we will lose 1 game.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're right. We could win 7 games out of 10. How do we do that, though? And that's what we're really talking about here, is we're probably more apt to do that if we can address a couple of the issues.
You did a couple of things that I didn't want to say, but...
I know.
It's hard for me to...
I know.
I'm a player. You know,
I
play, so it's hard for me to say, take this guy out and do this thing. But it could be the right thing for the team. That's what we're talking here for the Cardinals,
right? I'm throwing out the different things that I see. I'm not even saying I'm right. I don't know. If I was gonna choose, like, I can have an opinion and I can be right and wrong, like I have been in the past. And if you were gonna sit me down in a chair, and we had Mike Shilton last week, and Mike says, well, Jim, I got to disagree with you. I think Cart gives us the best. Well, I would go with what Mike says over me. I'm just telling you what I see. You know what I mean?
Sometimes they have to say things.
I know.
They have to say it.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't expect him or anybody. And I know a lot of people want this. They want these guys to come on here and go, yeah, he ain't been very good.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he's not been very good. They're not going to do that. You know, he's been horseshit. Not very good. They're not going to do that. They're just not. And you want your manager to not do that. You want them to. That's what one of their jobs is, to take bullets for their guys. That's what they do.
And believe me, Carpenter is in the Cardinals team.
Sure.
So
they ain't going anywhere.
They're all fighting. They're all fighting to win the game. So they're not going to look at Carpenter the way that people see him outside. They're all seeing from the inside out. We're seeing him from the outside. They're seeing him a friend. They're seeing him as a guy that works hard in the cage, a guy who works out in the gym, a guy who's very nice teammate or whatever, you know, however, from the inside. They don't see what we see, right? I mean, we're being a little bit strong on him because we don't have that relationship that these kids have with each other. But when you see it from the outside and you see that he's struggling, I don't see why they can change the guy. They just put him in the bench, let him, you know, cool off or whatever you want to call it, you know. But and then put him back on and see what happened. That's all you have to do. Right now you have guys that, like I said, Munoz is hot. And he hits and he runs and he's, you know, if Munoz gets to first, he's a threat to steal. You know, and the people in the defense know that.
And he may not steal. He may not, but I think I get what you're saying. What you're saying is there's a lot of ways to put pressure on a defense without stealing a base. You have the ability to do so. You definitely are taking an extra base if a ball bounces away from a catcher. You may tag on a deep fly ball. You definitely can go from first to third. You can do a variety. They can bunt with you. They can do numerous things with you. That's what this is.
A well pitch that stays close to the catcher, he will get to second. Carp needs a well pitch that gets away from the catcher. You see what I'm saying?
For sure.
And this is not, obviously, I want to make sure that people know this. I'm not dogging Carpenter. I had him as a hitter when I was a coach here. He can hit. He's just not doing it now. You know what I'm saying? He's been able to get on base. He's been able to hit. He's shown it. But he's just not doing it now. So let's move the pieces a little bit. Maybe Jericho can get some starts there and see what happened. You know, let's not keep doing this, what we're doing right now, when we need that at bat for somebody that's doing a little better than Carp. That's all we're saying, you know?
Yeah, we'll see. I got, you know, I like I said, for me, you know, I've got basically another couple of weeks before I will officially feel like this is who we are. So we have a couple of weeks still. But, you know, the games are piling up. You know, I know it's a long season, and that's why when you sit there and say, well, it's a long season, Jimbo. We're 22-19. You know, we've played 40-something games. Well, guess what? That's 25% of our games, basically, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, if you're going to look at this thing like Tony La Russa used to do and say, well, let's just try to win every series, right? Well, we're not doing a very good job of that in the last 10 to 14 days.
But it's true what you said. It's true. I get it. It's really early in the season, but also it doesn't give you an excuse to lose games like this.
Or just not address something to try to be better.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. So
for the record,
nobody's saying bench him forever. Nobody's saying Dakota Hudson can't pitch. Nobody's saying Colton Wong's terrible. Nobody's saying that. Nobody, you know, there's a lot of like this. And those are the three that we just looked at today, because those are things that were part of the discussion. Again, the Colton Wong thing is just a result of, look how hot he started, and now we're back to I'm not so sure.
And look at how look at how good it could be.
Right. Well, that was it more for me because, you know, I've always wanted him to – put it together so that you could say, you know what, he's figured it out in the batter's box now from an approach standpoint. Let's bat him in the top of the order. If there's a couple of guys going to get an extra bat, I believe like he gives us a great chance to get on base and help us out. That's my point on Wong.
Because he's a great runner. It's not a bitch session.
That's right. There's a lot of ways he can. To your point, there's a lot of other ways he can help you.
Yes.
Right.
Go look around for all the teams and look at their leadoff guy. Just look at him. Look at their leadoff guy for whoever. Whoever. They get on base, they're a threat. Because that's what they do in front of the power guys. They need to get on a scoring position. For what? For your best guys that they're coming over. Because that's what the leadoff guy does. So Carpenter gets on. That's okay. He gets walks, which he haven't been getting lately. But he gets them. That's what he's known for. But then nothing happens after that. It's all I'm saying, you know.
You can't just say it's one guy's fault. I'm not even saying that.
No.
But the reality of it is if his on-base percentage was even remotely close to where it should be, if you look at the production you've gotten out of the guys after him, okay, I mean, that would, I promise you, that would translate into some wins.
But just getting on base, just imagine if he was a true leadoff guy. Because for me, in my heart, he's not a leadoff guy. He's a fifth batter, sixth batter, seventh batter. That's reality. They're putting him there because they think that numbers like, okay, when you put him in the first leadoff guy, he hits this, and then when you put him over here, he doesn't hit. I don't believe in any of that. So, I mean, the numbers will say it and whatever, but it's what's best for your team.
Well, and you can't deny what you're seeing right now. That's the point. I get the numbers. I'll sit here and tell you. I've seen his numbers in the leadoff spot. On the whole, they're incredible. But he was a lot more consistent for a little while there. And right now, he's just not.
He's not. So why not give him a rest? And you know what, Carp? Sit down here for a few games. Let's see. Let's figure this out. And come on. We need you, and we need you good. Come on. Let's go.
Hey, listen. Albert Pujols used to bat third. He doesn't bat third anymore. If Albert Pujols can move, anybody can move.
I mean, Albert's hitting six in that lineup, fifth. And he got mad because he got put behind. They keep walking Mike Trout because they wanted to face Pujols now because he's not the same hitter.
Right.
He's still dangerous, but he's not the same hitter as he was when he was young. And they put him back out because they put the hot guy. You know, I get the point of St. Louis putting Carpenter first and Goldsmith second. I get it. They're the second and third or the top three or top four guys in taking pitches. You know, it makes the pitcher work. But after you make the pitcher work, what do you do with that? You know, we all know what Goldsmith is doing. He makes him work, but he's still producing. You know? Carpenter haven't got to that point. Carpenter haven't. I mean, he takes the pitches, he makes the pitcher work, he gets a few walks, but he haven't produced. So let's move around the pieces and see what happens. And if he doesn't work either way, you put him back in and let's go. We keep on rolling, but we need to do something with those spots that we just mentioned.
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, there's going to be some people listening to this and say, oh, the overreaction. A couple weeks ago, they were the greatest team in the league, and now here we are. Listen, I'm just telling you what's going on right now.
But it's not overreacting.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what's going on right now. And I am going to ask a couple questions because we always ask them. I mean, nobody's saying bench him, get rid of him forever. Nobody's saying Colton Wong's terrible. Nobody's saying Dakota Hudson can't help your team. I'm just saying that after at the 25% portion of your schedule, if you're not evaluating your team after 25% of their games and saying, okay, where are we at? I don't give a shit where you were 2 weeks ago. You got to look at where you're at today. And today we are tied. Well, like you said, we might be in third, fourth place. Either way, it's not good enough.
We're in third place, three games out, okay. 3.5 games out. Right. I mean, it's not a big deal in that matter. What is a big deal is the way we're playing.
That's right.
That's the big deal.
That's right. So I'm just saying that maybe you got to look at doing some things. And if it means you sit Carp for a few games and say, hey, because listen, Benji, you could probably talk more about this than anybody, but any player, if you think players don't evaluate where they are on any given day and how did I get here, And it's whether you're doing, like, I promise you, Paul DeJong has a good idea why he's doing well. It's his approach. It's the way he's going about what he's doing. There's a variety of reasons why. Like, we know that there's some luck involved and all that kind of stuff. We get that.
Your mental approach.
Okay. There's a reason why, though. Like, I promise you, if you were to ask Paul DeJong off air, why are you doing so well right now? He would talk to you for 30 minutes and say, well, listen, here's what I did, man. This offseason, it started in the offseason. And I said, I looked at tape and this is how they're getting me out. This is how I'm getting myself out. So I worked really hard on eliminating that. And then I felt more comfortable doing it. It would start there and it would translate into how he's seeing the ball, the work that he's doing in the cage with the batting coach and the assistant hitting coach and all the work he's doing in the tunnel. And I promise you, he's got a guy. I don't know who that guy is for Paul DeJong, but he's got a guy that he communicates with daily that he pays a whole bunch of money to. That's his hitting coach. I promise you, it's all part of it, right? Well, Matt Carpenter has the same story. The only difference is his story is, why are you not doing well? So at that juncture, then you've got to reevaluate what you're doing and say, I got to figure out what's going on here, because this is becoming a trend. Now, we all love the trend when it's on the uptake. But when your leadoff hitter is 25% into the season and hitting 200 with an on-base percentage of .318, that you're talking about a guy that has a lot of at-bats. Not good.
And the problem here is that we were saying is he's going to play. That's the problem right now for the Cardinals, that he's going to have to play because he's their guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think they need to read things over at least for the next few days and give him a rest, maybe, or something, a mental rest. That's how they call it in baseball. Or
it wouldn't be the first time he's taken a mental rest.
I know, but but this is, I mean, Jimbo, everything that we discussed today, it always goes to one thing: the Cubs, Milwaukee. And now Pittsburgh's pitching, because they're pitching well. And then Cincinnati. That's why I look at it.
Sure.
That's the way I look at it. All those things that we discuss, all those things from the bullpen, Carpenter, whatever you want to call it, starting with Hudson, anything that we discuss today goes, the reason goes Cubs, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, or the Reds. You want to win the division? You have to figure it out. And we cannot be having this. Obviously, we had a bad stretch. And that's what I told one of the guys yesterday. I said, hey, man, we had a bad stretch. So what? Let's go back and try to start winning games, winning series. And we'll be fine. It's early. I get it. But we cannot afford to do these things or keep doing these things if we want to win the division. That's all I'm saying. You know, I might be wrong, but we can afford to do this. We can afford to have tough stretches or minimize this tough stretch, I should say. We should minimize the tough stretches. And the only reason I'm saying it, and it could happen, but the only reason I'm saying it, Jimbo, is because we have a couple teams out there that don't lose. They're always winning for some reason. They're always finding ways to win the series. Everywhere. When you see the Cubs losing, it's like, wait, what? You know, and then when do you see him losing two? You're like, what? What's going on with the Cubs? You know? So we can afford to lose games. We can afford to lose games. And believe me, guys, I know we will lose games. All I'm saying is we can afford, and the reason is obviously because the other teams that are ahead of us. That's the only reason why we're having this discussion.
Well, you don't want it to get away from you. You know, like I said, I mean, to your point,
you're competing, Jimbo.
That's right.
You're competing with those teams, and that's the reality of it. What happened to New York and Boston? What do? Right? They're competing with each other for the division. Now, guess what? What they have in their head? Tampa Bay. You don't think they want to win every single game out there because Tampa Bay is just killing everybody with their good pitching and good hitting? I mean, come on. So It happens in every division. Houston in the West. Seattle losing all those games.
After starting off so well.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So every team have their guys on top. Like Texas cannot afford to lose many games because Houston is killing it. Then you go to the East, Philadelphia is leading the league. So the Braves and the guys down below, Washington, cannot afford to lose games because they have Phillies on the top. They need to catch up. The Dodgers, San Diego, the way they started. Well, guess what, Jimbo? They can afford to lose games. You know, Arizona cannot afford to lose games. That's all I'm saying, because the Dodgers are on top and they're chasing them. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we'll see, because like I said, I'm convinced that that, you know, we have players that can help us do this. There's no doubt about it. Will a few games off help Carp? I don't know. At this juncture, though, can it really hurt?
We're just looking for something.
Yeah.
To help him. Yeah. We're just looking for maybe a rest will help. You know, that's all I'm saying. We're not saying that he will. You might give him a whole month off, and then he might not even do anything.
Of all the things we talked about today, the only thing I wouldn't change is I wouldn't sit Colton Wong. He helps you defensively. He does help you when he gets on base, and he does all this. I only brought up Colton Wong today because he started off so well, and I really thought this was going to be the time where he was going to say, look, I my approach has become consistent. Hey, you know, I might be a candidate to go up there and help us out, but it just doesn't look that way.
But he's still good in the bottom of the order. I like him when he is at the bottom of the order. It's hard to hit in the eighth position, I tell you what, with the pitcher behind you. It's totally a mental thing. But I'm not against Wong or anybody in the club, of course. I mean, I love those guys. I want them to do well. I want Carp to start getting hot because we need him.
Yeah.
That's all we want. We're just saying options to help him maybe or to get him hot, because that we need him, man. We really do need him.
Well, I guess we'll see. Like I said, we've got an interesting schedule this week. We're going to a couple of parks where typically you can score some runs. We're going to Atlanta, and then we're going to Texas. If you're a left-handed hitter, you like to play in Texas.
Well, let me tell you this, Jimbo, also. The guys hit the ball well. The 2-1 game, those two games, we hit the ball. We hit the crap out of the ball. It's just the ball doesn't go out in St. Louis.
Yeah.
If you put – let me say this, and you can cut it off when you edit it or whatever, but let me tell you this, Jimbo. This is my thinking. You go to Chicago, and you have guys celebrating 22 home runs. Oh, he's a superstar. He hit 22 home runs. He hit 20 home runs. Put him in St. Louis, and he'll hit 9. And then why? Is he a superstar now? You put Cafe Martinez in the Cubs. You put Ozuna in the Cubs stadium for 81 games. You put, who else is being, Goldsmith. You put Yadi with all those deep fly balls he hits against the wall, but they're outs. You put those five guys, into a Milwaukee field, and they hit 30 home runs. 25 to 30. Because they hit the ball deep. But obviously, we are hitting in a pitcher's park, and most of those home runs are caught for an out. But you go to a team like that in Milwaukee, you hit 20 home runs, you're a superstar. I don't believe in any of that. I believe that if you can hit him like Marcel, for example, he played in Miami, and he hit 30-some home runs. Now, that's a superstar for me.
Yeah.
You know, Stanton, that's a superstar. Superstar meaning hitting, right? You know, trying to be a good hitter. That's a hitter for me. He hit 300 in that field. But you have guys that are talking like that. Hey, this is a tough field to hit. You know, how many fly balls you see against the wall being caught? We had a bunch. I've been doing the games.
Oh, yeah.
But in any other park, they're home runs, but not here. Anyways, but I just wanted to throw that out there for the fans so they can understand how hard it is to hit here. It's not easy. How many fly balls Carp hit against the wall that they've been cut? You know, in any other field, you have a 2-run homer. You got 2 more RBIs. You got a hit. Not here, buddy. You went 0-for-4 here instead of going 2-for-4 with 2 homers. But like Ozuna the other day, he almost hit it out, and then he almost hit it out to left center, 2 at-bats, and you're like, dude, I should have had 2 RBIs and 2 home runs more. No. Not here, buddy. So I just wanted to throw that out there. It's really tough to hit in this part. It gets your mindset really low if you're not strong mentally. So you have to be strong mentally, go back at it, and keep going, you know, keep trying to hit line drive. Marcel hit the ball hard almost every time. And Café, Jose,
yeah.
Martinez, almost every time. Yadi, you know, slowing down a little bit, but still 270, 280. I mean, he's still up there.
Sure.
And getting hits, RBIs. So, you know, we just got to be patient with them and address address the problems that you just mentioned to them.
Hey, listen, the truth of the matter is this. Two, 3 weeks from now, we may be sitting here saying, hey, Yadi's really slowed down. You think he's hurting? Or, man, you know, what's going on with Jose Martinez? You know, he's back, you know, he's swinging. It's a bit, it may be anybody 2 weeks from now. Right now, we're just talking about where we're at the 25 pool.
Yeah.
And you can't do that and not look at where you're at and how you got there. And then you just look at it. Now, you know, we talked pretty much about the lineup. We did talk a little bit about the bullpen and some other things like that and where I think we can be better. I think overall, I don't think your starting pitching has been as good as you had hoped. I mean, all of them across the board. Michaelis, Flaherty, the guy that's probably only outperformed what you thought was Wainwright, to be quite honest with
Wainwright
you.
Wainwright has been having a great
season. He has
season.
Outperformed, I think, what we thought.
Michaelis has been pitching good.
Yeah, though. Better. But my point is, I think if you looked at it, you'd be like, well, I would have thought I got this. But the truth of the matter is this. If you were going to do that, we did the same thing there. If you were going to look at something and say, where can I get better? How do I get better?
That's what the manager and the top
I think
need you, to be thinking
I
about.
Think you got to look at Ty Webb. And I think you got to look at Gregerson as out.
Well,
and then you got to figure something
Martinez
else out.
Martinez is coming off.
That'll be one.
That'll be one spot. And I hope that Martinez is healthy and
sure.
enough to be there the whole year and help us out. Because Gant, Brebbia, Martinez, then at the end Hicks with Miller.
And where I was going with the other thing was let's say it is Gregerson and Webb out, and let's say it's Carlos Martinez and Dakota Hudson into the bullpen, and then you bring up Gomber or Pont, whatever you want to do in that other spot. All of a sudden, I think what you've done is you've improved your team, and that's all we're talking about right here. The improving the team on the other end that we were talking about is not – nobody's getting cut here. We're not talking about – all we're saying is that these guys are hitters, and they have to do it every day, and – I don't think you can deny the fact that, I'm sure some of you guys will send us back some tweets saying you're crazy, or some of you guys agree with us, whatever. That's what this is all about. State your opinion. In my opinion, those are some things that need to be done on the pitching end and on the hitting end. I think I'd give Carp a break. I think I'd go ahead and move Fowler up and see if he can do it in the leadoff spot like you had originally brought him here, and see if he can continue this the way he's hitting, his approach, the whole thing. And mess around with it a little bit. Well, I don't know what you have to lose.
Even look at Munoz, a leadoff guy.
Sure, I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
I mean, he got on base 3 times.
Yeah, if you just want to leave Dexter alone, like, man, he's really comfortable batting in that fifth spot or whatever it is, whatever you've got him, whatever it is, okay. I got no problem with that either. All I'm saying is you got to look at trying to get something out of that leadoff spot. That's it.
We have to address it.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. And we all want Carp to do well and be hot and all that stuff. We do want it because we need him for us to win.
Well, because I don't think anybody can deny the fact that when he's right, he really helps you.
He helps.
So, of course,
team.
You want him to be right. Yeah. So, that's
you
it.
You imagine Carp hitting right now when the way that Goldie's hitting. Then we get Marcel back on track. Then we have Martinez crushing the ball. Yadi hitting good. And then you have Fowler, DeJong crushing it. And then you add up the Carpenter, you know, being
sure.
hot.
Sure.
I mean, come on, man. You can't go wrong with that.
No, I agree 100%.
We need to address it. Somehow we need to address it.
No, I agree 100%. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you making the trip over. I know it meant a lot to you to be in town yesterday with your family and your mom for Mother's Day. You know, the life of a traveling ball player. I'm sure you've missed some Mother's Days and stuff. So, and now that you're back doing this again, you know, you here, there, everywhere. But it's a life you guys have lived and become used to, but it is nice when the family can be together and you guys can do that. So I'm happy for you and your family. I know you're going home for a little while, but your next stay will be a little bit longer, we'll have some fun around town.
I'll be here on Monday.
Yep, and we'll get some people meet us out. I know you're wanting to hit Guts's Pretzels next time we're back out. But
hey, we got the longest our longest home stretch, you know, this year. Two in Kansas City, Tuesday, Wednesday, off day on Thursday. And then we have the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then I stay here, like I told you, 4 days when they leave. And then we do the other games. So
sure.
it's my longest time next.
You'd be a permanent resident of St. Louis for a couple of weeks. That'd be nice. But we'll have a good time. It's a great weather. Supposed to be good this week. I wish they were playing at home.
I want to go catch the. I want to go fishing. I want to go fishing the catfish. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but it's called STL catfish or something like that.
I'm not.
It's
a
right out in front of the stadium.
Let me tell you what though, buddy. Let me tell you.
I want to go catch those.
Some
guys.
Of these kids that you befriended that made that state run that year, they are fishermen. They are Tyler. This group. They're all home from college this summer. They would love to take you fishing to their spot. Go. They've got some spots, buddy. They love it. These kids love
to
go fish.
Let's get it going.
I will. They would have so much fun with you.
At least one day.
Yeah, I will. I'll tell them guys to set it up when you're here, to set up a day to take you one of their favorite spots.
I would love it.
The one kid's got a little boat. I mean, they got the whole thing. I'm going to set it up. That'll be fun. I'll have to go along even though I don't fish and just take some video because these kids will have a great
fish out. It's so easy.
Oh, I just, I don't.
You might not want to, but.
You know me. Do you think I can sit in a boat and not talk and wait for fish? Come on, man.
We can talk. Have fun out there.
No, it'll be fun. We'll do it. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll invite some of our gang along.
I'll
check it out.
Well, I think they fish right there, down there in front of the stadium, like right that area.
Yeah,
you know the river thing. Yeah, in that area. I think that's what they do.
Well, let's we'll check this out. All right, that'll be fun. Look for that. That will be a good time. So, yeah. Well, listen. Thanks for coming. Obviously, to all of our listeners, thank you for joining us as well. One last time, we are twobirdsonabat.com. You can subscribe to the show there. Make sure you check out our Two Birds bloggers. Find us on Twitter @BirdsOnABatShow. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Type it in, like our page, click invite your friends. Don't forget our pinned post. Like it, comment on it, and share it, please. You can find us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. And, of course, as part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform that you can download for free on your mobile device today. To all of our partners, thank you for your continued support. You heard me mention Randy Green and InnovativeCompanies.com, the residential, commercial, and industrial team, heating and cooling, electric, and construction, ready at your disposal. Our man, Randy Green, there's nobody better, folks. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman, and a man of his word. That's InnovativeCompanies.com. When you're in town, whether you live here or you're in town, make sure you check out Patio's right next to the stadium, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. Both pre- and post-game, they got you covered. Great eats, great drinks, great atmosphere. That's Patio's right next to Busch Stadium. To the Gators Baseball Academy, thank you for your support. We look forward to announcing those dates soon from Molina Baseball School. Stay tuned for all of that. The Gators Baseball Academy and their four-pillar system, second to none, folks. Missouri, Illinois, and the Academy. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. That will be fun. We're going to have a great time with that. Adam Smokehouse, if you want the best barbecue in St. Louis, it's located right there on Watson Road, folks. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, open till 7. Don't forget your box lunch orders. They're catering, and they do deliver to certain zip codes. We love barbecue in general, and there's a lot of good places in St. Louis to have it. But if you haven't had Adam Smokehouse, then you're not living. St. Louis, here's your cue. To my friend Dr. Kristen Jacobs and the Ooh La La Spa of Anti-Aging Wellness, let me tell you, just a great lady that cares. And as you heard Benji mention, it's affected his family. Chances are it's affected somebody you know, and we got to start thinking about it. And I appreciate her call to arms, so to speak, to man yourself with the wonderful product she sells, which is that brush. I can't believe that. When I showed that to my wife, she was like, this is a godsend for us with our daughter because she has the same type of skin as my wife. Very fair. It's a tremendous thing.
We're not saying to go do something. We're just saying to go get checked.
Yes, of course. It's always better to be safe. And as she pointed out so elegantly on the show, take a month. It's May. It's Skin Cancer Awareness Month. But be safe out there and be smart. And she's a wonderful lady. Does so many great things for so many people that just want to take care of themselves and want to feel better about themselves. So make sure you check it out. It's not just for women either, guys. They got a lot of male customers, she says. Now, they don't want anybody to know they're in there, but they're there. So, hey, listen, it's okay to feel better about yourself. Ooh La La Spa, Anti-Aging and Wellness. To all of our partners on Facebook, Nate McHenry, RallySquirrel.com, Chris Lawless, great Facebook page, Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, Nate McHenry and his RallySquirrel.com, Ron and his Cards on Deck crew, Vicky and Linda with fans of Yadier Molina, and of course I am a Cardinal fan. Yes, I am. STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals crew. Those are just some of the great Facebook pages that we're proud to be associated with here in St. Louis, and we want to thank them for continuing to spread our message as well. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.